On November 7th, 1920, in strictest secrecy, four unidentified British bodies were exhumed from temporary battlefield cemeteries at Ypres, Arras and Aisne and the Somme. None of the soldiers who did the digging were told why. The bodies were taken by field ambulance to GHQ at St. Paul-sur-Ternoise. Once there, the bodies were draped with the Union flag. Sentries were posted and Brigadier General Wyatt and Colonel Gell selected one body at random. The other three were reburied. A French honour guard was selected and stood by the coffin of the chosen soldier overnight. On the morning of the 8th of November, a specially designed coffin made of oak from the grounds of Hampton Court arrived and the unknown warrior was placed inside. On top was placed a Crusader sword and a shield on which was inscribed, "A British warrior who fell in the Great War 1914 to 1918 for King and Country." Upon arrival at Dover, the unknown warrior was met with a 19-gun salute, something that was normally only reserved for field marshals. A special train had been arranged, and he was then conveyed to Victoria Station, London. He remained there overnight, and on the morning of the 11th of November, he was finally taken to Westminster Abbey. The idea of the unknown warrior was thought of by Padre David Railton, who had served on the front line during the Great War. The Union flag he had used as an altar cloth whilst at the front was the one that had been draped over the coffin. It was his intention that all of the relatives of the 517,773 combatants whose bodies had not been identified could believe the unknown warrior could very well be their lost husband, father, brother, or son. This is the reason we wear poppies. We do not glorify war. We remember with humility the great and the ultimate sacrifices that were made not just in this war, but in every war and conflict where our service personnel have fought to ensure the liberty and freedoms that we now take for granted. Every year, at Remembrance, particularly on the 11th of November, we remember. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember.